Okay, you can help. Written by Ivelyn. Read by Mistborn Hero. A One Piece fanfic featuring the characters Luffy, Ace, and Sabo. It is tagged for Baby ASL, Sabo living his dream. Because why not? When's a bad time to start living your dream? In the future. Birds chattering in the background, leaves rustle here and there. A breeze goes through their treehouse, lifting the edges of the paper Sabo crouched over. The boy has no patience for that. Quickly smoothing them over, he glares at the non-behaving page corners for but 1 second before he goes back to what he was doing. The quiet remains blissfully undisturbed for a while, and then... With a glance and the dignity of a lawnmower, his two brothers clear the edges of the treehouse and come hurtling towards him with thin shouts of, "Sabo!" His shoulders rise up a bit for protection that he knows will be useless, and he swiftly finishes one word before he quickly picks up the pages and throws them to safety off to the side of the two boys' trajectory. Next he knows, he is tackled by another boy, and they roll and roll and come to a halt against one wall of their treehouse with a grunt. Good thing they had installed those, otherwise Sabo wasn't sure if he wouldn't have tumbled straight out of their treehouse with the momentum Ace, and once his vision has stopped moving, he can ascertain that it is indeed Ace who is sitting on his midriff, a gleeful and gloating with his body language alone, has brought with him. I take it the hunt was successful then? The blonde calmly states the obvious, only to have Luffy's head pop up to the left of Ace's and nod vigorously. The boards are down below. Can we eat already, Ace? Their youngest looks pleadingly at the freckled boy at that. Soon, Lu. Ace hasn't taken his eyes off the blonde yet. There's something lurking in his gaze, something questioning, and Sabo knows he will ask in a moment. What have you been up to? Oh, he clearly hadn't bought Sabo's excuse of wanting to read when they left to hunt for lunch. A slight grimace springs forth at that. Sabo hadn't wanted to lie to them, to his brothers, but it is quickly suppressed and under control. Luffy is pouting off to the side. Sabo's eyes slide over into the opposite direction of where his papers lie. Immediately, Ace whips his head around to focus on them instead. It's been a while since he last fell for one of Sabo's tricks. What are those? He asks, and moves off of Sabo, moves closer to the papers, and even Luffy's attention has been successfully caught and attracted. He's following the eldest of their group to the corner that Sabo's chucked his papers into to keep them safe from whatever roughhousing they would be doing this time around. Picking himself up off the ground, he pulls his elbows underneath him to prop his upper body up, and sneak glances towards his brothers, trying to gauge if they would judge him for what he had been about to do. Those are the start of my story. Confused eyes meet his. Our story. Gaining bravery due to the fact that they haven't made fun of him yet, he venters on. It's the ASL Pirates Adventures. Our adventures, written down as a story. You're writing down our story? Ace's question shouldn't make him hunch his shoulders. It's just a question. Sabo retracts what he said. If you don't want me to, I can... No! Ace blurts out. Sabo's aware he's not the only one staring wide-eyed at the black-haired boy, but Luffy's just observing them both with wide eyes from the start. So he doesn't count. No, the black-haired boy grunts out once more. There is something calculating in his stare as he fixates it on Savo. You're writing our stories, he states, matter of fact. A cautious nod is his only reply. So, you need to know how things played out. You need to make us look good, yeah? Savo blinks, bemused at the sudden enthusiasm. Let us help. Ace's idea springs forth and... Oh yeah, Savo can see where he's coming from. He settles back on his haunches to reconsider the thought. How would the two of them, Luffy, nodding vigorously at the side, even be able to help? Writing is, he has found, a primarily solitary activity. Savo can't quite wrap his head around his brothers helping him with that. What have you written already? Help us make sense of this. His papers are all of a sudden thrust into his face. Bemusedly, he takes them from the hands of an increasingly cooperative Ace and blinks. Blinks at what the general situation has developed into. You want to help? Savo asks, just to make sure, to make extra sure he hasn't misheard what they have offered to do. Twin nods are his answer. A new kind of resolve strengthens his case. Okay, you can help, he says. Fortunately, the sun is still up by the time he's done laying down the ground rules for his two co-writers. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2025. I hope you enjoy, and please remember to drink some water today.